Welcome, everybody. Allison here. Thank you so much for being here. Whether you are live or listening to the recording, know that this is the perfect time for you. I have hair in my mouth all of a sudden. Hang on. That was perfect timing. Okay. So as we get into today's session in Sensual Sight, Transforming Grief into Dispersion, I invite you, if you haven't already, to find a place where you can cozy up and get comfy, where you can sit and lay and be undisturbed for the session. And as you settle in, perhaps beginning here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to receive, to drink in inspiration, to welcome life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to make space, to let go. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if that feels pleasant or even neutral, feel free to drink that in, noticing how that feels. Breath by breath, drinking in supports. And if you're open to it, taking a moment now to scan the body mind, looking for something that's either pleasant or neutral inside of you. Perhaps you're already present to it. Or if you're scanning, perhaps locating an area that feels pleasant or neutral, or perhaps even a memory, a time in which you felt most like you. And as you locate this area, feel free to take a moment to savor it and to drink in its nourishment. And noticing what happens as you drink that in, what's the impact inside the body? How does this register for you? And thank you so much for this time together, where we all get together. Thank you for your presence. And thank you for all that's gone in to this presence of you. And thank you to all that have created you, the families, the ancestors, this very land that's nourished us all. And thank you, the deepest of thank yous, to those that have stewarded this land for us. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And taking a moment now to scan one more time. This time looking for an area that might feel not so pleasant, that might feel the opposite of what you're noticing. And if there's anything else that's up for you, you're welcome to type it on into the chat feature for those of you that are live. And as we get into today's work, we're actually starting off with lymphatic circulation of all things head brain, but in particular looking at the transition points where the reptilian brain becomes the limbic, or the limbic brain becomes the cortical brain. And they have some divisions, and sometimes those divisions aren't quite as clear as the textbooks per se. So as we run lymphatic drainage here, it's also realigning the entire operations, order of operations within the brain. So that survival brain or reptilian brain that the limbic brain often has very strong emotional responses to is meant to be supported and resourced by that cortical brain. It's meant to be like a little warm hug that wraps around it all. And if these guys aren't talking to each other as well as they could be, it ends up not actually allowing for that cortical brain to soothe, to nurture, to heal, to caretake, to do all of its yummy, juicy things that it does for the other parts of the brain. So as you settle in here to this lymphatic circulation throughout the brain and paying particular, again, attention to those transition points, perhaps contemplating what it means to transition, contemplating the elements of change and what that brings up for you. And as we do this, we're actually unhooking the grief around specifically moving on, the grief around letting go of that old and stepping into the new. Even if it's something that you really like and desire and is working well for you, there still may be something that needs to be grieved to allow for that past to disperse. And this grief seems to be stored right around the top of the heart, thymus gland region of the chest, right in that midline. And as we work with it here, we're also going to simultaneously run the permissions of the words, I trust. And if you feel called to, you're welcome to take a hand right to that area, top of the heart, base of the throat. And as you tune in here to this grief, noticing perhaps if there is a feeling here, how does this feel for you today, this area of your body? And as you tune into this grief energy just a little bit more, perhaps noticing if there is a sound, a word, a noise, a message. And as you release this in a few moments, you're welcome to actually internally or externally make that sound, noise, if you had one. If not, a little voo, ah, om, works great. And then getting even more curious about this grief now, noticing perhaps there's a smell or a taste. If there is, what does it smell or taste like? And then invitation to also get curious about what this looks like. Is there perhaps a texture, a color, a shape? And whatever you've observed, I invite you to make that seemingly more real, here, alive. Bringing in intensity in a way that's still comfy to be with. And as you welcome this all in this way through your sensory observations, noticing roughly how much is here. This is roughly the size of a pea, a ping pong ball, a tennis ball, a softball, volleyball, beach ball, or even bigger. And regardless of whatever shape or size it may be, invitation by means of breathing to loosen up this energy of grief by means of breathing. Loosening up any little sticky points and inviting this energy right into your hands. And as we work to unhook and release this, invitation to let your body lead the way by means of breathing. Perhaps making that little sound, noise, woo, ah, om. And it's actually coming pretty evenly and steadily. And as this releases, it's actually even pulling from the back of the heart. It's actually coming all the way through. There's some real depth to this guy. So as I'm releasing it, I'm just going really slow to make sure it all releases. And the old little bits, yeah, get scattered. There we go. And if you do feel called to, you're welcome to take your hands and sweep over that area and releasing any last little bits of dust bunnies that might be there, any last little bits of roots. Yeah, just like that. And if this area should feel void or empty, feel free to breathe in light, sunlight, moonlight, silver, gold, white, or any color of light that calls to you. Yeah, beautiful. And very related to that permissions we ran earlier, we're now running another permissions, and the words are just simply, I reclaim trust. I reclaim trust. So if this grief was blocking any bits around trust, the grief around change, the grief around welcoming newness, welcoming opportunity, whatever this grief may have been centered in or focused on or around, as you notice it, here may be the opportunity to reclaim trust. Yeah, just notice and see if there's any potentially more availability or capacity to trust in a certain area, whether that be yourself, this world, a specific person, your job, or anything else. Maybe it's an animal. Maybe it's your deep inner knowing. And as you connect to this energy of reclaiming trust, it's actually going and linking all the way down to our foundations in that pelvis. Going all the way down through the hips, the groin, and even into the thighs. And here's the energy of needing to, quote unquote, stay the course. So as you are in this energy of reclaiming trust and staying the course with it all, think of this lower half of the body as setting a renewable, sustainable foundation to support the energy of trust. Yeah. And with every breath, perhaps giving that lower body a little love, a little breath, and allowing it to supports and become this foundation of support on an ongoing basis for you. And as we work with this simultaneously, we're unhooking some really deep fears around survival. And there's this fear of, if I don't belong, I won't survive. And related to that belief system is differences are dangerous. Differences are dangerous. So we're actually unhooking that specifically off of the base chakra. Then we're running circulation of all the basic healing resources through to the base chakra, through to the perineum. That's the space between either vagina or testes and anus. As we bring in circulation of all these healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that even help out our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. And as we work with this, also circulating those endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that I mentioned earlier, right alongside of yin and yang energies, feminine and masculine, finding that right balance for being inward and being outward is essentially what this is looking at. And then we're also running hydration here, helping the cells to absorb water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. And as we circulate that through to the base chakra, it actually just began to spontaneously rise through the chakra system all the way through to the sexual chakra and the heart chakra. So as we work with these chakras, they govern, well, in common, they govern acceptance and rejection and all things immune system. And from here, we're unhooking the belief system of I am a burden. You should reject me and I'll reject me before anybody else can, and we'll just make this a game of, you know, how quickly can I reject or be rejected. It's a bit of an overstatement, a bit of a dramatic effect there, but the energy is simply a rejection at large here. And as we work with unhooking rejection, it actually is showing underneath that just the concern of what comes when we're rejected and its impact on survival. If we don't belong to a certain group or a certain family or a certain etc., you get the idea. And we're specifically looking at the fear of I'm too weak to make it on my own. I'm too weak to make it on my own. So I should compromise my truth to fit in. So this essence of fear of stepping into your truth based on weakness, based on this idea of being too weak to handle the consequences of expression of your truth. And as we release this, I actually just see the women in your family line step forward, reminding you of your inner strength, your inner feminine, your warrior-esque energy. Yeah. And as it steps forward into all that it holds true and dear to its heart, stepping even more deeply into its strength and showing you what's here, what's possible. And from now, the eyes unhooking the energy of grief around the concern that that wisdom, this vibrant support may have been lost along the way. Yeah, and the concern is specifically out of not having seen it before. So as we work with these eyes, supporting the capacity to see all that's come before you, the wombs upon wombs of the women before you. And their strength, their capacity, not just to stand in strength, but to endure. Yeah, to stay the course. And also, as the feminine invites in, sometimes a little chaos. Also being able to change course, to embrace change, to embrace uncertainty, to embrace potentially even chaos itself at times. And as we do this, releasing the fear of what might happen. What might happen if we let that guard down around control? What might happen if we drop the bracing against or the perhaps overt caution? Or perhaps overtly being risk averse? What might happen if we soften the edges of that ever so slightly? Not going deeply into the area beyond your comfort zone, but just softening it ever so slightly. And with that, we're unwinding this connective tissue now around, again, hips, thighs, legs. And perhaps a little cheesy or cliche, but I just simply hear all things genitals say, I am woman, hear me roar. For the men in the group, this is connecting you to that deep feminine, warrior-esque strength, endurance, energy. Yeah, and reclaiming your feminine through your maternal lines, through all the women. Beauty. And now, that's linking into a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And we're doing it for the pancreas reflex point, but a hand was down from that armpit. We're known as spleen 21. And it looks like this point is, as we're working with it, will help to open up its natural healthy flow of integration. Yeah, that was getting compromised with this. So as we work with this cellular repair and restore the cells back to their fullest potential of health, we're also opening up its capacity to stabilize the system. Beauty. And as we work with this energy, bringing in now another cellular repair, this time going through the family lines down dad's side. We're going back away six generations. And as we go through those six generations, working with specifically the feeling of being out of control, almost that sensation in our digestive system, when it happens, gives that sense of, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to the bathroom in time, when we have that diarrhea. Yeah. So as we work with this, we're actually working with a particular point to balance the entire digestive system, as well as to work with any of those energies where you really just want a sense of control. So as we work with this, we're going to go into just finding it. Lung 11 points. Lung 11. Okay, beautiful. And as we work with the lung meridian and the specific points along it, it's also going to support the respiratory system. As well as calming down the excess energy that is in Chinese medicine denoted as wind. Now, when there's excess wind, it can sometimes lead to sickness. Yeah. This point is also actually known as a ghost point, so it helps to stabilize the system in another way. Okay, beautiful. And as we do this, for lung 11 point, we're actually going to run a Sidri, which is going to continue for the next 6 days, so almost until we meet again. Okay, so lung 11 is actually on our thumb, yeah? And as we work with this guy, it's on the outer edge of the thumb. And working with circulation of all those healing resources, the same ones that I mentioned earlier, and then running the D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here. And then what remains can be readily reorganized and used for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness, thinking of this perhaps as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as I work with this lung 11 point, we're actually going to link it right on into the lung organs, as well as the throat, as it helps to open up structures through here. And as we open up the throat region, so too do we open up its reciprocal area through the pelvic area, the lumbar region, alike. And as that supports this opening, there's some connective tissue unwinding, starting at that lumbar spine that is the reciprocal, and then going down into the pelvis as it continues to unwind. And as it's releasing, I actually see it through the pelvis, unhooking this idea of immobility, or this idea that it's better to freeze and hold still. There's a little bit of frozen energy of fear releasing as this unwinds. Specifically around the fear of, I gotta hold still, it better to be immobile. Yeah, and although the feminine is very interested in stillness, not to the point of becoming frozen or stuck or stagnant. Yeah. And simultaneously running another cellular repair, this time as it restores cells back to its fullest potential of health. Going through mom's side of the family lines, again six generations, this time on an emotional frequency of anger. Specifically around feeling ignored or being ignored. And it's got that energy of like, how dare you? How dare you? Yeah, so there's this feeling indignant that goes with it. And as this comes to light here, running hydration through dad's side of the family lines, helping to go with the flow, and then doing this emotional release of anger at the same time as hydration flows through. Also cleaning out via lymphatic drainage the entire masculine half of the body, which is our right side and our back body. Okay, now at the same time as all of that, doing one more release of grief. This is coming off of the area just at the base of the sternum, around that solar plexus region, just below the diaphragm. Excuse me, I'm feeling that one strong. And it's carrying it with the energy of feeling sucker punched, or the times in which you have felt sucker punched by life. And this area is actually meant to support your capacity to receive inner guidance and then to be able to act on it. That's not from body talk, it's from another modality, breathwork. And as we work with this region of the body here, and clear out that feeling sucker punched, being sucker punched by life, it's also unhooking times in which you felt like you were listening to yourself, but it didn't go as planned, or you didn't get the desired outcome that you thought you were about to get, that you expected to get. And if I haven't already said this line before, expectations lead to, or are really informed premeditated resentments. Yeah, so things didn't go as they were supposed to. So as we release the memories, those charges from here, linking it into now astrological house number 10, which works with our capacity to, pardon the background doggy noise, Charlie's just getting comfortable. It works with career, achievement, recognition, as well as outward self-expression. But it's in very particular relationship to expressing yourself and being able to stand your ground as a feminine energy when you're dealing with the masculine. And as we do this, just supporting the boundaries to support the feminine and feeling safe internally. So imagine just going inside and when and where and as needed, supporting the feminine in establishing and holding boundaries in a way that still invites in receptivity, that can dynamically change, that might even feel good, might be sensual, in relationship to your inner masculine. In particular, I'm seeing this as that voice that at times thinks that you should be doing more. Yeah. And that internal feminine may not be so keen to be in that face of you should be doing more, kind of guilt trip energy. And as we support the feminine in setting this boundary, also unhooking that belief system of you should be doing more. And then from the feminine, unhooking the belief system of you're only as good as what you do. You're only as good as what you accomplish. You're only as good as what you make happen. And what if it was possible to tease apart self-worth from actions? As we support the body in doing just that, running now lymphatic drainage, which again helps to clean out that low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with toxins, gunk, and waste. And we're doing it from the diaphragm, that center of control, emotional processing that we talk about all the time, the base of the rib cage. And then we're going to do it for actually all of the diaphragms, the one at the base of the throat, the one at the crown of the head, and the one at the base of the pelvis here. Okay, beauty. Yeah. Pardon me. And now that's linking into a little defrag of the senses. You can imagine almost like the senses have an adhesion, and there's a bit of a stickiness between the sense of hearing and the sense of sight. As if the ears are trying to take over the job of seeing, and the eyes are taking over the job of hearing, and there's some confusion there. So as we defrag these, much like that spring clean, and put all the hearing stuff back in the ears and the eyes back into the sight role, running a permission of I can see clearly now, and I can hear clearly now. And inviting that on a subtle level to tune into your energy, your sense of self. What is it you need or are called to see, notice within you? What is it you are called to hear within yourself? That subtle sense of hearing, working with our internal thoughts. Yeah, so in a way, you could also see this, pun intended, as a invitation to clearly see your thoughts for what they are. And sometimes our thoughts are really helpful and sometimes they're not so helpful. So bringing in the small intestine energy now as we link that in to give discernment, to be able to, in a helpful way, intellectually analyze what needs to be seen in our thought energies and what doesn't. Hey, beauty. And as we work with this, linking in now to house number 12, house of letting go, releasing, surrendering, peeling back the layers of who it is we are or not. And it's more of a question than a statement. What am I willing to let go of here? What do I no longer need to hang on to? What can I surrender here and now? What's no longer serving? And I'm linking that into the very breath cycle, into the exhale, and supporting the body and releasing this energy on every exhale. You may even notice a subtle change to your breath pattern as you do so. Just allowing however the body feels called to breathe to do just that, letting its wisdom lead the way. And here we're also unhooking a bundle of belief systems around the theme of it's better to hang on, almost as if without our resources, without hoarding them, we will be in danger. And sometimes it's actually necessary to let go of some of our stuff in order to invite in the new things. And as we make space in this way, inviting in new, more helpful ideas, concepts, beliefs, resources, thought patterns alike, running a permissions here. It is okay to change my mind. It's okay to change my mind. And for the really brave, adventurous souls out there, It's also okay to be wrong. It's also okay to be wrong. Yeah. So as we invite in that energy, permission to change our mind, it's also unhooking all those memories in which you may have been told, what's going on with my hair all of a sudden? Okay, momentary distraction, I'm back. That's what happens when I open up my eyes and I see myself on Zoom occasionally. as we work with this energy of letting go, also releasing those charges of those times in which you were told, just like a woman to change her mind, or perhaps even times in which you've asserted, I reserve the right to change my mind, and based it on womanhood or feminine energy alike. Teasing that apart so that as a human, you can still do all of that, but it's not based on your need to, you know, show feminine energy or be in the feminine energy or link the two together in any way, shape, or form. And what happens if we just get to honor the feminine for what it is? Whether it's at times chaotic, at times completely still. And linking this one more time into the energy of the 12th house, which is actually considered to be a bit more of a yin house, as it works with the liver meridian, which also incidentally governs the eyes. Yeah, so again, the invitation is, what is it you can see that you're willing to let go of here at a very deep core level that the yin represents? And just noticing whatever answer comes, if there is one. And if there isn't one, just allowing that to be as it is. Simultaneously unhooking a bundle of belief systems now. It's from rib number 8. Rib 8. And from here, unhooking the bundle of beliefs around this idea that you can't somehow be in your feminine and be also in a state of protecting yourself. What if you could embrace all that comes with the feminine in a way that actually gives rise to protection, perhaps in a softer, gentler way than was ever available before? Beauty. And we're going to tap that part in. Invitation to again breathe in any way that the body mind feels called to. Beautiful. And as we tap this in, it's asking for just a few breaths to soak it all in, to integrate. And just smiling at all the chat notes. Thank you. Okay. Now we're heading right into the eyes. So we're actually going into where the various different tendons and ligaments attach to the actual eyeball. There are 6 of them in there. And as we work with this, supporting and then by running hydration to give more flow, more hydration to allow the perception that the eyes receive, take in, or the organ of, perhaps, in a way that is a little bit more flexible and flowy. Flowy is definitely a word today. Right? And as we support this hydration in this way, it's also helping to invite in, again, new awarenesses, new perceptions, new possibilities as we support these eyes in becoming hydrated. From here, releasing anger, in the form of irritation, about specifically being irritated by what it is they're taking in. And then doing a general balancing between your eyes and any UV radiation that isn't helpful for them. So that might be in the form of our technology, for instance. Yeah, and as that begins to flush through the system, running a body chemistry on any other toxicities and intolerances alike that the eyes may have in relationship to UV lights. Yeah, and with this, there's actually a really interesting active memory of, well, this might remind you of a song, but the words are being blinded by the lights. And I actually see this in a couple of different forms. This might be the very first time you opened up your eyes and had to take in the brightness of the world when you were first born. This might be times where you've been blinded by your own internal insights, or perhaps blinded by the light that is whatever your source of spirituality is. God, love and light, the universe, the divine, whatever the word may be. And as this comes through the eyes with these body chemistries, also now running a cellular repair on, again, where the tendons and the ligaments meet the actual eyeball itself. Okay, now, as that works to give even more sustainable flexibility in perception, running one more time, this is probably why I came up earlier, I give myself permission to change my mind. Yeah. And then going into the part of the eyeball at the back where the optic nerve hooks in. And from this area, the body, unhooking the feeling of being perhaps trapped or like a prisoner or beholden in some way, shape, or form to go along with how things have been, going along with all the old patterns that have been here. And as we release that, again, opening up the eyes to take in something new, I give myself permission to see my world with new eyes. This is the permissions here. I give myself permission to see my world with new eyes. I give myself permission to see my world with new eyes. And it's linking very directly to the feet, to step forward into that vision, that light, this life of yours, and all that you're aware of here in this more flexible perception state. Yeah. And as the feet step forward, I actually simultaneously see them connect even more deeper to that energy of source, that energy of spirit, that energy of God, whatever your word is, and standing in connection, in right relation to it. And there's this interesting connection very specifically to the heels of the feet, supporting the grounding down into this new vision of yours. And being able to move forward with it in a very grounded way. So not in a way that's going to blow life up in a dramatic thing, but helping to, again, stabilize the system even more now. Okay, beauty. And now that's linking into house number 11, specifically around the energy of healthy group dynamics and finding how it is you stand in relationship in your various groups that you're a member of, whether that be a family, whether that be a work group, whether that be a spiritual group, or anything in between. Yeah. And as we support the body mind in stepping into healthy group dynamics with new vision, with new eyes, linking it into where we kind of started, in that lower body, in the hips, in the groin and the thighs. And it's actually going all the way down very specifically into that perineum again. And from here, unhooking the energy of disgust, and judgments. Judgments in the vein of disgust. There we go. Excuse me. And from here, we're unhooking the self-judgment of being disgusting and the identity of I am disgusting. And from here, lots of different memories around toilet training and diaper changes alike, around those times where your caregivers were like, hooey, when they took off that diaper, or around times in which maybe you didn't quite get to the toilet in time and you may have been judged as disgusting. And as we release that all, also unhooking with it the consciousness of any punishment that may have been associated with that, either internally or externally. And then unwinding connective tissue through that sacrum and coccyx all the way down through the perineum. As there's one more release of grief. And it's around the sense of loss, specifically as it relates to being taken care of, as if there's this idea of I've lost the ability to have others take care of me that came with toilet training. It's as if in that moment they became the enemy and they were no longer able to take care of you in the way that felt safe and cozy like it may have used to. So as we work with those snippets, those memories, for some of you, there's a lot more here than others. As this comes to light, running one more cellular repair as we unwind the connective tissue that's holding this all through that exact same region, sacrum, coccyx, down through that perineum. And as that comes off, now just strengthening the various muscles around the pelvis that in particular helps you create a level pelvis, including the piriformis muscle. If our piriformis muscle is out, it can often cause us to like drop a hip. So as we strengthen the piriformis and all the other hip stabilizers here, running hydration for them. Again, absorption of water and joy, releasing any impurities. And then running in interesting permissions, and the words are just simply, I root in joy. So how much of our foundation can now be rooted in a space of joy? I root in joy. Put a little less awkwardly, I ground in joy. So using joy as the place that you can push off of to motivate, to inspire, as we release perhaps old patterns of needing to fight to make that happen, but instead now standing in joy to allow that to be your anchor, your pushing off point in life. And linking that right into the eyes again to help it to be sensed, to be seen, to perceive this foundation of joy. And as we tap this part in, again, invitation to breathe in any way that the body mind feels called to here. Okay, beautiful. Perhaps giving that body a little wiggle woggle, stretch, shake, shimmy. Inviting in just a little bit of movement in here. And with that, earlier on I was noticing that flow of energy from the base chakra up to the heart. So now it's actually running pretty evenly all the way up to the space between number 5 and number 6, the space between throat and brow. Yeah, and from here, there's a bit of a blockage, literally at the level of the face. And as we, begin to face what we might not be willing, have been willing to before, run circulation of all the healing resources through to the face. All the same ones, along with hydration, again. And as we bring in this hydration, addressing any perceived intolerances or perceived, like, people that may not have tolerated you the way that you wanted them. And then there's this very old deep grief around just see me for me, see inwardly deeper. And as the heart meridian runs through the face, it lights it up. An invitation to perhaps invite others to, by noticing your face, to see your heart and to welcome that perception. Yeah, and that might happen in really small stages. So moving at the speed of trust to open up any little bits that you may not have allowed the world to see out of fear of judgment, perhaps of even being disgusting. And as that releases through to the face, I actually see it also unwinding through the entire heart meridian. My left arm is on fire all the way down to my pinky finger. This is an interesting sensation. And as that heart meridian begins to flow, this chi, all the way up to the heart, it's releasing one more level of fear around, again, how it is you will be seen. And from here, unhooking this this belief system that the past is doomed to repeat itself. And we're taking that out of the limbic brain, the emotional brain, to invite in, again, new perception, new possibilities. What are you willing to be seen as? What are you willing to be seen as? And then releasing any old patterns of low self-esteem that have cluttered up this area. Yeah, beautiful. Lovely. And it's interesting, of the few communications that I did get, I think more than a few people actually mentioned the face for today's call, something about their face or something about what they were facing in life. It's a very common thread. So I'm not surprised we're here. And as we work with the face in this way, unhooking the classic feminine fear of, am I beautiful specifically enough? Am I beautiful enough? And there is this idea that the feminine only held value for her beauty that ran deep across time, deep across culture, deep across societies. Certainly didn't begin here and now. Yeah, but it did become twisted from being able to just simply have whatever was beautiful revered to that place of having to judge it based on these lines of beauty. And there's also a natural instinct in which we do this with on a few different realms, but perhaps time for another call before I take a deep dive into that area, because we're close to the end. So I'll be a little bit more succinct in this moment. And as we work with this idea of my beauty is my value and release it from the face, yeah, you then get to have your perceived value become anchored more so in the energy of the heart versus all the other holdings that have been held here. When the heart can shine through freely through the face, there we go. There is this energy where people will be able to pick up on that more than any of the other belief systems or ideas or holdings that the face has held for you. I can't even help the smile on my face right now in this moment. It's such a privilege and a beauty and a joy to watch this unfold in this way for you all. So as we work with this, running a permissions of my value is seen. My value gets to be seen. Slight modification. My value gets to be seen. Not that it has to be seen, nothing that you need to prove to do it, to earn it, but that it gets to be seen. And as you open up this heart energy into your face even more, allowing yourself perhaps to be seen and known for your heart. Yeah, I give myself permission to be known. I give myself permission to be known. And as we work with this, running one more cell repair. It's definitely become a theme. We're doing lots of cell repairs as of late. Inherited this time through both lines simultaneously, going back four generations on a mental level of a belief system. Yeah, only competition will save us. Only competition will save us. As we unhook that belief system of having to compete in beauty and value and everything else that's here. Inviting in on the other side of that belief system, the natural cooperation and union that's effortlessly here when it doesn't get cluttered up with certain thought patterns that may get passed down through those family lines. So as we release this and open that up, also unhooking the belief of I have to compete to get my needs met. And that's coming off of the back of the face, as well as interesting. I never really thought about the back of the face so much before, although I've certainly seen it in surgeries where they, well, this might be a little bit too much, but where they literally peel back the face, yeah, for varying different things. But so it's coming off of the back of the face and also off of the neck around cervical four vertebrae. Hey, beauty. The Nasal releases through here. That cervical four piece was wrapping around the throat, so it's actually going to come off of the throat as well. So invitation to breathe, to be breathed, to allow the body to breathe, however it might feel called to you in this moment. And as it unwinds, I actually see the left side of the skull begin to rise. Over that skull joins the spine, that whole energy begins to untuck, unfold, and rise, as is now the right side, it's joining it. And then all those feminine ancestors, all those female ancestors that I was seeing earlier are standing in solidarity and chanting, we hold our head up high. We hold our head up high. So invitation for you to experiment with that as homework. We hold our head up high. You can practice that physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or any other way that calls to you. Holding your head up high. What is that? Holds for you. Okay, beautiful. And as we bring this session in for a nice soft landing, I invite you to stay right where you are, if that's pleasant or neutral for you, or perhaps touching in on that resource that we found earlier. And this song, I don't imagine it's too terribly new for many of you. It's called Let It Go by Michael Fronte and Spearhead, and as well as Ethan Tucker is on this one. So I invite you to let your body move if it feels called to, or to allow it just to stay right where it is.
Whoa, I know a place out on this earth called home.
You are moving. How sensual. How pleasant can this be
after
for you?
After 1,000 miles of road you gone, you finally see the light that lets you know. Whoa, whoa. And I say, hey there, holy roller. Hey there, broken daughter, don't you know? We'll get you to the water. We'll get you to the place to heal your soul. Whoa, whoa. So please remember what you said to me all those years ago, and I'll say it back to you, just let it go. Oh, whoa, whoa, just let it go. Staring at you from the grave, would it make your heart explode? Just let it go. Oh, 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 oh.
You've got to let it go.
Just let it go. Oh, 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 oh. Just let it go.
Just let it go.
Thank you for calling this medicine in this way. Thank you for the privilege and the honor of getting to witness this journey with you all and getting to walk alongside of you all. And thank you most of all for you being you. Mwah. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I'm gonna sign off for now, my loves. And any questions, as always, feel free to let me know. Bye for now.